Matt Canavan has pushed a fair bit. We've had Barnaby Joyce. He's coming along good there. It's just basically up to the price now and the exporters to sail a ship down here. To sail a ship down here takes 9 to 14 weeks to put it in the program. So we're over Christmas now, so I don't expect anything until the middle of February probably.
And you did touch on Barnaby Joyce in Beef Week this year around October. He was supporting the idea, very supportive. Have you had any other political backing from local or state government since that time?
We're getting local politicians are supporting us, but it's just price driven by the cattle prices, and we've had a couple of the exporters have congregated cattle at home and trucked them through to Townsville because they just can't get the numbers, the volume they want for the boats, so they've taken them back up to the Townsville. So yeah, we're slowly getting there.
You're feeling quietly optimistic that this will happen, that Port Alma, we will see exports out of there at some stage.
I'm a firm believer, but yet I'm probably one of the last ones because we're a holding yard or a livestock depot to find out. But just listening to the exporters, they had a meeting last week up at Darwin, the Live Exporters Association had a meeting up there, and just the outcome of that, everyone's taking more and more on board.
How possible is this to do when we're seeing declining herds and cattle prices dropping?
It's up to the exporters that want to pay the dollars. They're doing their homework. They're working out what it costs them to sail a ship down here, so many cents a kilo. So it's coming along. It's just a slow process. I think a lot of people wanted it to happen overnight. We were probably one of them as well, and just didn't realise the intricate part of sourcing cattle and getting everyone on side with it.
If this happens, what are the opportunities for Central Queensland producers?
Well, not only producers, there's going to be the grain people, the farmers, the lucerne growers, to make waffles or wafers for these cattle to educate them to eat on boats. So the livestock carters are going to cart them in and then cart them to the ships. So there'll also be all the lucerne growers have got to make all these things for these companies. So there's going to be a lot of flow off from this live export.
If you could make a prediction, Andrew Olive, when, in your mind, do you think something like this could be up and running?
Oh, I'd love to answer that one. Hopefully, probably by May, June next year, could be the first boat that... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the herd is like up north. They didn't expect to get... Well, there again, we're in our fourth year, probably drought up around Richmond, Huon, and up into the Cape. They didn't expect to get all those cattle and to be flooded there. They were hoping to come down here by August, September. So I think if we get a good wet season up in the north of Queensland, I think you'll find they'll come down here and start sourcing cattle down here.